The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State hosts Wisconsin on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Andy Seligman, Associated Press.
Hi, James. Just in general, how would you characterize this season?
Just in general, how I characterize the entire season?
Yeah.
I think overall, obviously, we're disappointed with what happened last week. And, you know, before that, we'd had, you know, two other challenging losses by a very, very narrow margin. And, you know, obviously, our team is disappointed whenever we're not successful, but we're excited about the opportunity to play Wisconsin this week. And, you know, I think when we look back at the things that we've been able to accomplish in our short time here, after walking into some challenging circumstances, I think overall, I'm excited about the direction and what we've been able to accomplish so far.
How much stock do you put in polls, whether it's preseason polls or the weekly rankings?
I don't think people put a whole lot of stock in the preseason polls because, you know, as we've all seen, you know, the end of the season polls look very different than the in-season polls. So I think, you know, it's great for excitement and fans and all those types of things, but the polls don't really start to become, you know, significant until probably the middle of the season.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, James, you've obviously played Michigan and Ohio State. I'm just wondering if you could just kind of give me your general impressions of what you saw from Michigan, especially since you just played them.
Yeah, both obviously really, really talented teams, and obviously Michigan is, you know, led by their defense. You know, they number 1 in the country in a lot of different categories for a reason. They got a really good scheme, and they're very talented. But both, you know, really good teams with great history, tradition, and recent success as well.
What was it about Michigan, if anything, that surprised you how effective they were at this?
Yeah, I wouldn't say necessarily anything surprised us. What we saw on tape was what we got. And, you know, we've had, you know, kind of a situation with Michigan. You know, it seems like whoever the home team is, you know, has had success over the visiting team. You know, they came to our place last year, and we had some success, and then we went there this year, and they're a good football team. So got to give them a lot of credit.
Thanks, James.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you
thank
again
you.
Next week.